Steve Koprince of Koprince Law, writing about the Government Accountability Office and their another decision surrounding FedBid. Steve, FedBid has taken a lot of heat in the last couple of weeks and months, and this is another tough one for them. What's the situation here, and why are they in the news for the second time in less than a week? Thanks for coming on.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Francis. I certainly appreciate it. Yeah, this is an interesting situation. And a couple of GAO rulings, both protests filed by a contractor called Latvian Connection LLC. And what happened in these cases, one issued decision on April 2nd, the second on April 6th. FedBid had essentially kicked Latvian Connection out of its system or suspended their user account, wouldn't allow Latvian Connection to use the FedBid system, and FedBid's rationale was essentially, Latvian Connection, we don't think you're a good company. We don't like you. Latvian Connection may have been making some public statements about FedBid that FedBid didn't like. Regardless, the reason they gave Latvian Connection was essentially, we think you lack integrity, Latvian Connection, so we're not going to let you use our FedBid system to bid on anything. A couple months later, the Department of State in one case and the Department of Interior in the other both issue reverse auction procurements under the FedBid system. Latvian Connection unable to bid because they're not their FedBid account is suspended, and so they filed a couple protests with the GAO. And in each case, the GAO sustained the protest, saying that the FedBid in its actions as the one who's running these reverse auctions is acting as an agent of the government, and that before a government contractor can essentially be excluded from competing for a solicitation, if the solicitation is set aside for a small business and the contractor is a small business, then the SBA needs to get involved under what's called a certificate of competency procedure. Obviously, that didn't happen in either of these cases. FedBid took unilateral action, from what I understand, to exclude Latvian Connection from its system. And so the GAO sustained the protest, saying that those exclusions were improper.
You're right. I confess I feel a little bit sorry for the Department of the Interior. Why is that, Steve?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I think in this case, and the same would go for the Department of State, my best guess is, and there's nothing in the decisions to the contrary, that the agencies that issued these solicitations using the FedBid reverse auction system had no idea that Latvian Connection had been excluded from the system and had no reason to question that until these protests were filed. So the agencies themselves had not taken any action against this contractor, and yet the agencies that kind of are paying the price because they're getting these sustained decisions from the GAO. But the GAO, of course, is saying, well, agencies, you're using FedBid as your agent, so you're responsible for what they've done to this contractor.
You're right. In my view, a private company like FedBid has no business excluding anyone from competing for federal contracts. And I wonder, and you're not writing this, I don't mean to imply that you are, but as I think about it a little harder, I wonder what that means for anybody using a company like FedBid, whether it's FedBid or somebody else. I mean, I imagine anybody could get into this business if they were able to overcome the barriers to entry. But I wonder what the implication of that is based on the idea that, I mean, it seems to me if you're FedBid, you want to be able to maintain some kind of control over the vendors that are selling through your company because, as you said, they're acting as at least an intermediary, at least an agent of the federal government. And if you determine that there are companies that are not doing business the way that you want them to, I would think it's in the company's interest to exclude them. If that turns out to be contrary to the way that business should be done with the federal government, then maybe that calls the whole concept into question, or at least causes big questions as to how setups like this should operate. Does that make sense, Steve?
Yeah, that does make sense, and I think that you've hit on some important points that I've thought about when I was looking at both of these cases. I mean, first of all, I think that any government agency that's doing business with a FedBid or another company that might be in that position is now, after these decisions, got to ask themselves, hey, wait a second, or ask this company, have you excluded anyone? You know, is there anyone out there that we don't know about that might be protesting this that you've taken some action against of which we're not aware? Please tell us that at a minimum. But beyond that, I mean, I think that you're right. And certainly a private company is going to have interests that they, in doing business with the folks that they want to do business with, and the problem here, of course, occurs when their business involves serving as a gatekeeper for who can compete on and be awarded a federal contract under using, you know, taxpayer dollars that you and I and everybody listening pays. And so if you've got a private company serving as the gatekeeper and, you know, unilaterally deciding who's in and who's out with respect to taxpayer dollars, that doesn't sit well with me. I certainly, you know, would understand why FedBid would want to do that. But again, when your function is kind of someone who's running a government procurement, as someone who's responsible for saying who's in and who's out for being able to compete for those types of public contracts, well, then I think that any exclusions ought to follow from the FAR's suspension and debarment procedures.
Steve Koprinz of Koprinz Law, my guest, writing about the Government Accountability Office's second protest sustained about FedBid. Steve, does all of this go away if the General Services Administration gets into the reverse auction business, as they've said they will, and if GSA is running this instead of, in this particular example, FedBid was? Because then essentially it becomes the government deciding to exclude a certain contractor based on his or her conduct, and that becomes appealable to the government. I understand that, does that make a difference that the organization doing the selections is government or non-governmental?
Yeah, I think in the case of these two protests, it did. If it's the GSA, for example, running a reverse auction system, and the GSA decides that a company like Latvian Connection lacks integrity, shouldn't be part of the system, well, then the GSA would propose that contractor for suspension or debarment. And the contractor, of course, would have all the rights to fight that are given to any contractor in that setting. But a suspension or proposed debarment is government-wide, typically goes into effect immediately. And so that would, if that was the case here, it would have eliminated the problem wherein, you know, state and DOI look at the excluded parties list, they look on SAM, Latvian Connection is not excluded, and yet they are essentially excluded from this category of procurements, the reverse auctions under FedBid, without anything in the public record reflecting that.
In this particular case, this Latvian Connection case, the second one with Interior, is there a place where specifically where you believe that FedBid went wrong, and that had they not done that, whatever that item was, that they would have been okay? You write in this piece that the company argued its exclusion from the competition was a negative responsibility determination which should have been referred to the SBA. Is that the potential event that, had it happened, this might not have gone against FedBid?
I think there are two ways that this could have gone, that FedBid could have probably done a better job here. I mean, first and foremost, I think instead of just pulling the plug on Latvian Connection, if FedBid thought that this company was really had integrity problems, had ethics problems, well, then FedBid, they've obviously got a lot of relationships in the government sphere, but you don't even need those relationships necessarily to do this, but to take their findings, their recommendations to the appropriate offices of suspension and debarment, office inspector general's offices, and say, hey, government, look into these guys. We don't think they ought to be part of the public procurement process. That would have been, I think, the global way for them to address the problem. On a case-by-case basis, though, then these certificate competency questions are really based on a case-by-case look. That's why one arose under a State Department solicitation and one under a DOI solicitation. Then FedBid, you know, probably could, although it's not very realistic, have taken some action to inform the agencies that there was a contractor, maybe there are multiple contractors for all I know, who were excluded from the competition. And that would have given at least the agencies the chance to refer the matter to SBA. I don't know that FedBid, as a kind of the intermediary, would have had the right to go directly to the SBA for certificate of competency. That probably would have been the agencies in question, Department of Interior in this case.